Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a gorilla. And you act like one too. Happy birthday, all.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for that song.
It's a really nice song, isn't it?
It was. It went a bit offensive in the middle.
It wasn't offensive at all. It was just mild joving. That's all it is.
Racism, that is. You saying eat bananas.
I never said eat bananas. You might just be one of those girls that doesn't eat bananas.
It was presumed. Banana munching.
What's someone who doesn't eat bananas called?
I don't know if there's a technical Latin or otherwise term for it.
Right. A bananatarian.
A bananatarian would possibly be the closest we can get.
Right.
We should really Google that later on.
Is bananatarian a word?
Probably not.
Right, we'll claim it for ourselves.
Yeah. So, Al, you're 30 years old.
Cheers.
I'm stating a fact, you're 30 years old. I can't say, you're not going to do this pathetic, I'm 21 plus 9, are you?
29. I don't
want to
be 30.
I'm 29 plus 1.
No.
Why don't you want to be 30?
I'm old.
Yeah, we knew that when you were 29.
I wasn't old when I was 29.
No, you were.
30 now.
I'm 30, old, I'm 29.
Wasted my life, I'm 30. Wasted my life, I've got nothing to show apart from knowledge about the 1930s. Computer games and wrestling, that's all I've got to show for my 30 years on this planet.
Don't have a sword, Val, this is your party.
He'll cry if he wants to.
The fact I know the map of Mario World and the full cards for the first 10 WrestleManias, so that's it. After that, nothing.
You do know the full map of Super Mario World, don't you? Actually, I remember that.
Yeah, but no, that's it. It's nothing after that. I've got no wife, I've got no kids, I've got no home.
Although
no
mind,
home?
Well, actually, yeah, I live in a box on the street. The old Nintendo box with the turtles on the front.
If you can supply Jordy out with a home, it would be greatly appreciated.
Even if it's just a larger cardboard
box. A larger cardboard box would be nice. Something that maybe your wardrobe came in. And in fact, give him the wardrobe. A nice bit of mahogany would be lovely.
The doors would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And a key to lock him in.
Hey, so you give him one with wormwood. Woodworm. You're providing food too.
Yes.
We've thought this through.
And on that note, cue theme tune. And we're off.
So welcome to Break for Frogger episode 10, the podcast that's now celebrating Jordy Al's 30th birthday, yay! So this month we have dispensed with the formalities of like a format and possibly a point, and have decided to actually just sit and play some retro video games all night and just natter about them whilst we're playing.
Welcome you to might... Break for Frogger, the podcast where we've forgotten what we're here for.
We've forgotten what we're here for. You might hear the music in the background of Super Probotector.
Yeah, it's me fighting a giant pear testicles.
Really? Really? Oh my god, you are! Al has sat here for the last half hour and played Probotector, and he's decided that he's going to actually sit and finish it, because is this the last boss?
No, I think I've screwed it, Cameron. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Why? I've wasted, dead.
I've wasted too many shit lives.
Have you?
I have, Cameron, I have.
This is sounding very end of game-esque.
He does have no lives left, though.
No lives left.
It's
Al's
a make or
creeping
break situation.
Further into the death pit of a big, massive pit. Now you're fighting some kind of evil worm crab thing.
I've got shit weapons as well, Cam.
With someone's face in its mouth.
Oh, you cunt!
Oh! And we break into the explicit language early.
Because Alan is dead. Never mind, how'd that go?
You got to the last level.
You got to the last level.
No, that's no excuse, Cameron. I should be able to do that game.
Why?
Because it's one that it's a game I grew up with. I can't do the rest of the podcast now. I'm going to hang my head in shame.
It's your party.
For the listeners out there, Jordy Al is close to tears.
He is. Anyway, we're just basically going to play. We've each picked a retro game that we liked. And we have access to most of them here by semi legal ish means.
I mean,
kind of.
Let's not dispute the legality of it.
Let's not dispute the legality.
We've just got some games.
We've got some games, a big, massive pile.
Simply put, just a bit of emulation.
Slightly.
It's all good.
I know that Chuban said that we should get. He suggested Mole Patrol on Super Nintendo. And
which we thought was a very good idea.
But then we asked you, and you said you didn't like the Super Scope.
I could try and get us one, Cameron, but it's a bit complicated situation about my sources at the moment.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. And yes, it is quite complicated. Let's not get into that. So we're going to pick one each of a retro game. Yeah. And we've had a couple of people chime in with other offers from what we should play. So I think is Tom are you going first? You've grabbed a pad with
no, obviously no, I don't mind him going first. I've had my bit of a stint for
you've
now.
You've had Robotech.
And I'm
right,
in a
okay.
sulk because I didn't do it.
Alright, okay.
I had potential.
What so should I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay.
What are you gonna pick?
Well, you two talk. I'm gonna pick Micro Machines 96.
Oh yeah.
I am.
Which is better for the Super Nintendo, I might add.
Well, Tom's picking the Mega Drive version because Tom, unlike me and Al, was a Sega kid as opposed to a Nintendo kid when he was at school.
We called them retards in our school.
Did you?
Well, Sega was never very popular. Not in our school.
Not in the Northeast? No.
Nintendo all the way, man, in our
was
school.
It?
Nintendo all the way.
It was like Newcastle.
I don't know about Newcastle.
Dimension of the Mushroom
but...
Kingdom. Oh, like,
I
don't know about
it was
Newcastle.
A J-Cart. Remember J-Cart?
Was that the... The joypad ports in the actual...
Yeah.
The extra two joypad ports in the cartridge. Yeah,
oh,
cool.
What game was that? I remember the joypad ports being the cartridge.
I think there's Pete Sampras Tennis had it as well.
Surely on Pete Sampras Tennis... Pete Sampras Tennis, you just had to move some pianos, no?
Codemasters at its peak.
You had to what, Pete Sampras?
Move some pianos. Slurp some tea, you know?
What?
In reference to the fact it looks like a monkey, okay.
Oh,
one player or two player, guys.
You can, well, either you can turn your own, I think, Tom. Although, then
I've got another pad right here.
Go on.
Okay to play.
Is it plugged in?
Yep.
Hey!
Already and raring to go.
Come on, then.
Right, this is, I remember this, and I'm going to feel it's exactly the same as the Super Nintendo version, but the graphics are worse.
Spider.
Is Violet Berlin not in this? Yeah, there she is.
Oh my god, I did not notice.
You
at
did
the
not
time.
Know that Violet Berlin was in Micro
that
Machines.
Was Violet
that is Violet Berlin
that's
of Bad
awesome.
Influence because she went and did a report on when they were making the game and so they put her in it. Stupid arseholes.
Jeremy Beadle's in there as well, look.
Sorry?
Jeremy Beadle's in there as well, look.
Jeremy Beadle's in Micro Machines.
Yeah. Oh look, there's nothing more racist. Chen's a Chinese man, look. And who was a black man called? He was given the typical black name.
No, I think I'll keep Spider's original name.
No, I'll keep
name.
Spider's original name. Maybe.
Fond the Fonz.
Oh, maybe I won't.
Oh, you have selected... He's called... I'm going now. Here we go. I'm going to go... Jeremy
Beadle.
Who rather looks like... what was the character's name? Ron Burgundy? From...
Oh, that barbecue burning off.
Ah, damn, I've forgotten the film's name. Anchorman.
It does a bit, yeah, you're right, actually.
There's a breakfast table on there.
Jets? I don't remember jets being in it.
Helicopters.
Well, it must be, because it says jet planes, huh?
Helicopters, I remember.
Helicopters in the garden, yeah, I remember that.
Where's the breakfast table? That's the one I always remember.
That's the one I'm after. I do remember the breakfast table.
I remember hovercraft. I remember the boats in the bathtub.
Driller Killer, Pop Challenge.
Oh, that one looks good.
Tidal Trouble.
That looks good.
What, the dump trucks one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go for dumper trucks.
Apparently so.
Okay.
It's his birthday, he makes the choices.
Oh, cool.
It's his birthday and he'll dump truck if he wants to.
This is where we struggle to find the controls.
The controls, yes.
There's only one button. Is this the breakfast table I've sort of got by accident? Good place on your table. Oh, the corn, they fell off the corn on the cob.
Oh.
God, he's a shit. Right.
Hey, shush you. Pow.
To be fair, if I remember correctly, it's a very fiddly and hard game to control.
Oh, I loved this game back in the day. Absolutely loved it.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah.
You twat.
Oh, you've got to beat them, haven't you? You've got to beat the lights. You've got to get all your lights illuminated red and blue to win.
Yeah, it's kind of took a war thing going, isn't it? The more you get off the screen. Oh, who the hell puts corn on the cob? Like,
how's it spinning?
Right, so we just both beat each other by using corn on the cob as a weapon. What other video game gives you the opportunity to do that? Corn on the cob. Haha. Why are we racing dumper trucks? Small ones at that. Why are we doing that? That's the second time I've hit that knife.
Oh, that was a good comeback.
Well, that was a bit unfair, you corner-cutting bastard.
Well, it was there to be cut.
This is your final lap, I think.
The corner was there to be cut, that is my whole point, right? Here we go. See, the main problem with this is we're doing a podcast whilst playing games, so we're all kind of concentrating on this.
Yeah, it's trying to remember to talk.
It's trying to remember to talk at the same time.
Oh, no! No! I refuse!
Corn on the cob.
Sorry.
That's corn on the cob again.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a draw. I don't know how it decides it.
I think it'll be whoever crosses the line first, I'm assuming that will get you a bonus. Oh no, it goes to the playoff
situation!
Playoff lap leg, is that the first one to lose? Dies.
Probably.
And it was.
Yeah!
And I've died. Well, that was cursed, wasn't it?
Cursed? You're not going to blame it on the fact that it's the Mega Drive version, are you?
Yeah. Totally.
Should we comparatively play the SNES version now?
No. Good evening, children. And now, a small and short story on Break for Frogger about pornographic video games, sent to us by Adam Hampton, friend of the frog. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. He writes, without wishing to lower the tone of Al's Retro Game Emporium, if that is any way possible, I thought I'd enlighten you to party games. Way back in 1990, when I was a wee lad starting comprehensive school, my mate Matty, who was somewhat spoilt, invited a bunch of us round to play party games. I had never heard of this game. What was it? His description at the time was, it's a bit like Daley Thompson's Decathlon. If you're unfamiliar with this type of game, it's where you win a variety of races by wiggling your joystick from left to right very quickly. And there were many knacker joysticks around because of such games. On getting to his house, we were presented with his basic game. You had a variety of grainy, rude images on screen, and as you waggled your joystick, i.e. one lady would rub another lady's boobs, to the speed of your waggling, you won by scoring points on how fast you wiggled your joystick. The final section of the game was something called the backscuttle. No, this was not a wrestling move, despite looking like one. I made the mistake of asking what this involved, and was genuinely ridiculed for not knowing. Ridiculed for not knowing what a backscuttle was at the age of 11? I still don't know. I recall Matty being something of a high-scoring joystick waggler. There were four of us playing this game, and you'd take turns. Sadly, I came last, although on reflection, I don't think this was such a bad thing. I don't remember a spider being involved at all. Sorry to disappoint, Al. This is probably the zenith of joystick wagglers prior to the explosion of the consoles. Also, as a footnote, a lot of wee boys were probably hitting the demographic of wiggling a certain other type of joystick and no longer had time for computers. At least until around about 1998, when they discovered dial-up internet porn. It was simply a weird combination of genres, pornography and joystick wiggling. I wonder what other weird combinations they could come up with. I'd love to know who made party games, but I doubt I'll ever find out. Yours truly, Adam Houghton. Thank you, Adam, for that lovely story. I hope you enjoyed it as well, children. Arrest mode. Second Street, Nash Avenue. Crime in progress. Oh my god, this is shit.
What's your problem, Cameron?
It's bottling this!
Listen to the music, though. Fuck.
Did Robocop always walk like he'd shat himself?
And he beat up Alsatian dogs as well.
Really?
Regularly. Alright. Robo Rorschach.
Now I've got a gun now. I'm dangerous.
What? Wait, you've got a gun now?
Yeah.
You're Robocop and you've spent the first part of this level without
a gun. He left it at home.
What the fuck?
Fucking dogs.
Why are the people attempting to, like, karate kick you?
Why would you attempt to karate kick a big, massive robot?
Indeed.
The RSPCA is coming onto me, like.
And why are none of them succeeding either? They're just kind of falling before they get there.
You think they would have learned from the other one being shot in the head? You just walk past that helicopter.
This is not the sort of Robocop game that I remember.
No, this was.
What the hell he is?
I remember the Spectrum. Is this the same as the Spectrum version?
No, it's slightly different.
The one where you had to actually spend one level aiming to, like, and shooting that guy when he was trying to
the
use a woman.
Now.
I remember a big hulking robot that kind of crawled out of the side of the screen. And, you know, the big walker robots, and you had to, like, well, shoot the shit.
Head 209.
Fucking hell, I'm gonna die again. I'm shit at these old games.
I know, I've never seen a Robocop film, but I know it's Ed 209.
You know it's a Robocop film, Cameron?
No.
Yeah,
sorry.
Cameron's never seen any alien films either.
Oh, sorry.
What? Arrest mode, City Hall, crime in progress.
If anyone saw the film, this bit's in the film as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it supposed
just
to be
like
nice?
This.
Just like this?
Yes, it's all gone blue scale. Everything's a tone of blue or green.
Oh, I know everyone's quiet for everyone else's game. As soon as mine comes up,
no one won't.
It's piss sticks. That's quiet.
No one quiet at all.
Sure.
For the listeners' benefit, this evening Geordie Al's feeling hypersensitive.
He is actually, he is.
Fuck off. Some guy's
to reinforce our point.
There's nothing worse than someone.
Yeah, some guy's leaning out of a window and toasting your brain.
I've shot his dog, that's why.
Oh man. Tear gas. Why does he make a kind of brrrr noise whenever he.
Oh my, why is he putting his gun away?
Hey, why is he going to build and put his gun away? That's stupid.
Mainly because he's a tosspot.
He is like. Right.
Haha, I have a machine gun.
Oh, which you just happen to have picked up somewhere. Why are you using it then? Why are you
playing
with people? Why can't you use your machine gun?
He doesn't know how.
You have a machine gun, you're not using it. You're just still punching it.
You can moonwalk upstairs, do to do.
I was going to say for the benefit of listeners, but I think they might get the idea.
Yeah, Robocop is moonwalking up the steps. You're still punching people. Use the machine gun.
I can't get it out. It won't let me.
He can't get his gun out.
He can't get it out. It won't let him.
Oh, fuck. Fuck that. I don't fancy fighting you.
Ooh, a darkened room.
Did you have this?
Yep.
This is atrocious, by the way.
It's not. It's great. I just can't remember what I'm doing.
Fuck. You're trying to punch a wall.
I am.
Why are you trying to do that? You got to fight this big boss dude.
I'll just keep giving up and walking out.
So Robocop is walking around store cupboards, essentially. With a machine gun he can't use. Oh. Why are you punching walls?
No, fuck off, you tosser. I don't want to fight you, you big blue cunt.
I'm just going to point out now that this game is fucking retarded.
It is so fucking shit.
Why?
Can you imagine if
I've
you were like...
I've got my gun out now, though.
What? Hey! Oh, my God.
Surely. I'm just... I mean, tell me if I'm being an arse. But surely the lights would be on in this building. And this building, entire building, doesn't need to be.
No, they haven't paid the power bill.
Two men are shuffling up and down in front of Robocop.
He's holding them hostage. Everyone saw the film. Eh?
Who's holding who hostage?
That's... Oh, God, I can't remember his name. Oh shit, I've shot
him. Ah, you've shot him now.
Sorry, sure enough. Shit, don't start there, you fool!
Yeah, protect the
game
innocent.
Over, Robocop is never discouraged. Let's challenge again.
Let's fucking not. That was a pile of wank.
I loved that game.
Really?
I would have been alright so long as the hostage didn't stand in my line of fire. Thank you.
I'll rewrite history, DuckTales. Just in case you haven't guessed, this is DuckTales on the NES. And this is one of the first games I ever had for my NES, which is cool. Now, I was discussing on Twitter last night with Rich for GameWank about this game, and we've both agreed we'd like to play the moon level purely for the music. Oh, check it out. Ice cream on the moon. Ah!
Is it dehydrated ice cream?
Probably.
Well, look at this shot, like, you just keep repetitive, innit?
Come on, I see him.
It's quite transfixing. I find it very easy to get.
He fell in.
You praise this game, don't you? No, my game comes on, you slag it off.
Because your game was atrocious.
You haven't even saw the film.
The film's atrocious.
No, it's fucking
the film's atrocious and all.
Not having that.
The DuckTales film, far superior to Robocop, right? It's a shush.
Oh, damn right.
Here we go. Up we go, into the spacecraft. Ooh, there's a big alien thing there. I don't like that. Ah! On its head. Whee! On its head. There we go.
Mind those spikes.
I am minding the spikes. There we go. Bounce across there.
Respawning
enemies. Oh, the NES is here, baby.
Second floor of the spacecraft.
Second floor of the space. Let's whack that in there.
And are you playing golf?
Yep. I'm getting some gems, look. Oh, that's what it's all about. I need to go nick some gems.
Someone should tell Tiger Woods that that's what it's all about.
Did you just fight the same baddies over and over again?
He's so bitter.
He's a bit more varied than some gay guys in vests.
It was all in vests.
Ah, it's the key to the UFO!
Woo!
Right,
and there was Alsatians online.
Oh yeah, I'm not kicking the shit out of Alsatians, am I? Right, I've forgotten where the actual bit you put the key in is. Yes! Woo! Yes! There's Launchpad with Quack! You want a lift back to the Duckburg? No. But it's all NES control, so.
It doesn't upset me.
No, there we go. It's fine. Ooh. This was awesome.
He's now climbing up and down something that resembles the chain on your bath plug.
I think I've just fucked that up. Never mind.
Oh, dead.
Have I still got my key? Yes, I have. Because you can restart from Launchpad.
With? How do you know you've still got the key?
I love the key.
Are you sure?
No. Yes, I am now. I've just seen where the key was and it's not there anymore, so I must have the key. I've got the key. Sorry, that was some
I like that
random
song.
90s dance track.
He was actually, yeah, right. Oh, how the hell do I kill that fucking thing? Oh, I've died.
Game over?
Yeah,
that seems drastic.
So, thought we. Do a retro games emporium for the entire episode, thought we. For Al's birthday, thought we. And then came the question of, if we're dispensing with the format, do we still have a soapbox? Yes, said we. We wondered who would do it. So we asked Evil Ninja Phil of the podcast known as Sonic's Ring. And he said, ah, I would do it. And we said, good, but we don't want to really be dictating what you say because it's a retrospective special. He said, never mind. Mine's a retrospective soapbox anyway. Top, said we. And we carried on regardless.
Round one. Fight!
I turned 30 this year, so I know Geordie Al's pain.
Obviously, with a birthday like that, there comes a certain amount of reflection. So I'd like to reflect on what I miss about video games. The arcade. Whoa, hold on. Let me just get this door closed. There we go. The arcade was the crucible on which the video game industry was formed. You can bang on about your NESs and your Spectrums and whatnot. But up until not too long ago, games would plaster on the front of the box, arcade quality or arcade perfect. And that meant something. The reasons for the death of arcades are too varied and too boring to go into right about now. The short version being that the PS1 killed them off. Thanks, Sony. The fact of the matter is, they're gone. What we have now is a poor substitute. A shambling Frankenstein's monster pieced together of redemption machines and light-come games and gamblers. I don't think anything will recapture that feeling of walking into arcades with a pocket full of 20p's and not knowing what you were going to find. The joy of finding out that Street Fighter cabinet in the corner, or even better, a four-player gauntlet cabinet. Hearing rumours of sequels and hunting through seaside towns trying to find them. But what have we really lost? Game designers flourished outside of the arcade, moving away from the punishing, repetitive style of the early arcade games that were designed only to suck in your money. We have a visual quality that we couldn't have dreamed of back in the day, when a power pill munching yellow circle ruled the world. Things are, indeed, better. That doesn't stop me missing what the arcade gave us. Beyond the flashing lights and the noises, the arcade was a humming mass of ideas, characters and concepts thrown at the wall to see what would stick. Joysticks and trackballs and hydraulic cabinets tempting us in. The arcade gave us a visceral experience, one that would ideally hit all of our senses. Oh, sure, when the arcade was bad, it was bad. Despite all of this waxing lyrical, things were never perfect, that goes without saying. But we've lost so much. For example, we've lost a whole avenue of hardware design. Gone. I remember when hearing about a new Sega or Capcom arcade born was huge news. Gone. But more than that, we've lost a feeling. A rush of adrenaline that isn't quite the same when it's emulated. And that is the real shame. Or perhaps the greater shame is that one day people will grow up and wonder why when they're playing a video game it says, insert coin to continue. And those people can fuck right off.
You lose. Fight!
Battletoads. What's this? What's going on here?
There's a nudie lady.
There's some... Before you, I'll have to beat Robo Magnus and Big Black. Still fancy your chances. Come to me now, if you dare. Ha 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 ha. Says a woman with blue hair and huge breasts. It's like my stag do. Anyway.
Do I want to ask?
No.
Okay.
Get ready, toads, down to the surface of turbo cables. Right, here we go. Part of this was rock hard. Oh,
graphical glitches.
That's glitching a bit. Don't emulate, kids. Get the real thing.
Oh. Photosensitive epilepsy, anyone?
Oh, hello.
What the f- Who suggested we play this?
This was Ewan.
Alright then.
Ah, yes! Awesome.
Just don't look at the sky.
That's still my eyes in, to be honest with
you. It is. Kind of flickering really badly. I don't know if this is just... Ooh.
Whoa. It's like laser ball. Right, anyway, back to the speaking and the
yeah,
talking
you,
and
you two keep talking.
Yeah.
There appears to be a pair of legs chasing your camera.
Yeah, I'm getting chased by a pair of brass legs.
Was
yeah.
it not Battletoads versus Double Dragon? Was that not a game?
It might have been at one stage.
That
Ooh.
Sounds fairly obscure.
I don't think it was that obscure.
So yeah, for the...
Is this running at half speed because we're emulating it?
Possibly.
Oh, because it's shit.
That's a possibility too.
I'm battering someone over the head with a brass implement.
Bam. We're getting an interesting gaming experience here, guys.
Oh, there's another pair of legs going.
No.
Because what's actually happening is the sky appears to be attempting.
It's just kicking in the shin.
It's the most pathetic kick I've ever seen. The sky appears to be trying to give us an epileptic seizure. It's just going flash, very fast, and the game's running slightly slow. So, yeah. As Cameron said, that's what you get for emulating on an Xbox.
Yep. Ah, no, I've been braided by some idiot with it. Is that me dead?
No, you've got three arcs at the top. You can pick up your legs.
So, anybody know which character we're playing as?
I have no idea. He's a toad.
Did anybody notice in the intro? There's a character called Pimple.
There's one called Pimple. That's a bit.
Might as well call him Zit.
Oh, yeah.
I have my tongue out.
I wonder if I can join in. Shall I try?
Yeah, because drop in, drop out gameplay was a big thing in the NES.
What happened there? What was a funny noise?
I don't know. It's going a bit crazy. Ah, I can play golf with bad guys though. I've got this brass leg thing. Woo!
A flying pig? When pigs fly.
It's not catchphrase, Al. Say what you see! He's waving! This is. I'd like to say appalling, and I'm gonna.
Has anyone played Bayou Billy?
Pardon?
But Bayou Billy?
Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, that's a shit game we have to put on later on.
If we've got time. I'm trying to fit all this in before Claire wants to watch the Manic Street Preachers, you know. Well, I'm braying so pigs out of the way.
You've got used to the speed then.
Yeah. Let's just bray him out of the way. Oh no!
There's a
big like golden penis just come out the ground.
We now have an epileptic waterfall as well.
One up somewhere, I don't know how you get it.
Depth perception, anyone? Uh-oh.
What the fuck are you talking?
Our battle toad has now gone open mouth.
I think he's having an epileptic seizure by the look of it.
Oh
my god.
I've got some gun.
Wow.
That's not the game just glitched there, right? Oh yeah, you throw balls to watch screen.
That's quite
interesting
for the time.
You can do that until some time.
NES thing.
We're looking at 1991 for this.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the slowness, as Al said, it's a pretty decent looking game for an NES game.
You won't make the basketball team, Cam.
I am. Look, I'm cracking the screen with my incredible ball skills.
You call that auto glass? It's fixed now.
Autoglass repair! Autoglass replace! Is that it? Oh man, I beat him!
Yeah.
You sound disappointed.
Awesome! Hey, look, there's big scrap metal
can
bits.
You pick his arm
the shrapnel?
No, he's taken over now. Look, I'm jumping down a hole.
Although he didn't jump down a hole.
Alright, big breast. Ah, you've made pork meat out of my psycho pigs. It's a vertical drop for about a mile, and there are things moving down there, so you better take care. Toads.
Impact
crater.
Chasm. Oh.
Oh, is that a bit in Ghostbusters?
It's pink slime, not mud.
Must be. Get off, you stupid bird.
If we do carry on playing this for too long, I am going to fit.
Yeah, it is. Right, off now.
Oh, I'll kill the bird yet.
And that concludes the episode of Break for Frogger, known as 10, and Jordy Al's Retro Games Emporium taking over the entire thing.
Thank you for that, it was very much appreciated.
See, you can nurse your semi now. Oh, we've played no video game probably beyond 1991.
Then you've slurred off every game I've tried.
Apart from Micro Machine.
Oh, that was 96, wasn't it? Oh, my word. Completely stupid. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the show, the email address is
breakforfrogger@gmail.com.
Yes, please do, like Adam did. Give us some lovely stories about how you've discovered pornographic video games.
Yes.
Not too many, though. It'll start getting a bit daft. I'm on Twitter as @CrippleH.
I'm on Twitter as @RunawayBomber.
I'm on Twitter as Geordie Allen.
One day he'll say it with confidence.
One day he'll say it with confidence and maybe actually tweet from time to time and actually use the account we set up for him, but never mind. Yeah, until next month when we'll have the same format again. Game Connection is sadly still with us.
Yay!
And going to be for a long time to come. Many thanks to Dave Whitelaw for saving it. Expect to hear this sound for a long time.
It sounded like a game I crashed before.
Yes.
Probably do. Anyway, see you next month, folks.
Bye.
Bye.